We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, he's on the line with us here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Doug Peterson. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Doug, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'll be honest, we were nervous. We love Doug Peterson at WIP. We think the world of you.
Do you? Honestly?
Until the first game and there's something
happens. Until the first game, right? Until the first game.
Doug, I just have one question to ask you.
Yeah.
When they say you tested positive, that would scare the hell out of me. Did it scare you?
You know, listen, I'll tell you this, that you know, this virus affects people differently, and we've seen that throughout this pandemic, obviously. It sort of heightens your sense of awareness of you know, where you are, what you do, how you protect yourself, how you protect your family, wearing your mask, washing your hands, doing everything that we should be doing. So I think that was a little more, I think, heightened than the actual symptoms, because I was asymptomatic. I didn't feel a lot of the same symptoms that a lot of people have felt, and I was very fortunate that way.
That's great. Now, Doug, your timing couldn't be better because you came back just in time for the first scheduled practice. Did you miss anything? Are you right up to speed? You good?
I'm good. Everything I did, I controlled team meetings virtually. I was in all the meetings virtually. You know, the first week and a half, 10 days or so, even with the rookies, I was here with the rookies, obviously. And everything was, you know, it's kind of like our phase one off-season program, where it was strength conditioning, a lot of classroom work, and then the on-field stuff was just walkthroughs. We couldn't really practice. You know, we were just kind of stepping through and just kind of introducing our young players to the drill work that we're going to be doing. So from that aspect, I didn't miss anything. I stayed current with everything and stayed up to speed. Stayed in touch with the coordinators, and very fortunate to get back when we were on the field, you know, just the other day.
All right, you're on the field. Does it feel like it would on a normal season?
It's a little strange that way. It's a little eerie, I guess, from the standpoint of, and this has been my message to the team. It's like, guys, this is not the off season. You know, this is not April or May. This is where, you know, we're about 30 days away from our first real game. And so, you know, that's been my message is, listen, our sense of urgency has to be ramped up a little bit. And as we progress, you know, through the stages of training camp, that's what we have to do. So it's a little different because we're normally not in these, you know, walk-through classroom type scenarios in camp. We're normally, I mean, we would have had our first game yesterday.
Yeah, not amazing?
Preseason game. So that's the part that's a little eerie.
And here's the thing, Doug. This is our perception that the Philadelphia Eagles have an advantage here because you have a complete coaching staff coming back. You've been here a while. We know you're good at your job. The other three teams in your division have brand-new coaching staff. You wouldn't want to start in as a team not being able to do what you normally do. Isn't that an advantage for you?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't know. Yep. I can't speak for the other three teams. All I know is, you know, with the new additions, a majority of my staff has been together since I've been here, going on 5 years now. So that is an advantage for us from the standpoint of understanding and knowing and being around each other that way. But you know, again, can't speak for, you know, the other three teams. But, you know, for us, I think – and we've talked about this before, is just how we handled the off season with all the virtual meetings and staff meetings and, you know, player meetings and things of that nature. We're still able to do our jobs and function on a daily basis. Just we weren't in the building, and so, you know, it's all about the communication. And I know the other teams were probably in that same, you know, doing that same thing. But now that we're all together, it is equal playing field, and we just have to prepare our teams properly.
Hey, Doug, how is it harder to evaluate talent with no preseason games?
It'll be a little more difficult, because you want to see these young players play, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, and you want to see what they can do, and it's going to be a little more difficult to evaluate that way. But the way I've have the true training camp, which on Monday, next Monday, we start our padded portion of camp, and the way things are set up, we'll have chances to evaluate these young players. But at the same time, we got to make sure that our starters are ready to go, you know, again, because the first time we see a different colored jersey, it's a real game, and it counts and it matters. So, it's a little more difficult, but we're gonna make things work.
Hey, Doug, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you for your first impressions on your top two picks, Rager and Hurts. How do they look?
Been real impressed with both guys. The way they've handled the information, I was encouraged by, you know, the information that we gave them this off season to how well they've retained it coming into camp. And you know, when you see Jalen Rager, you know, run routes and his strength and speed and it's impressive, you know, in person to be able to see that. Live, and then to watch Jalen, you know, throw the ball live and to see where he is, you know, in the progression of understanding our offense. Both guys have done a good job, and there's still a lot to learn for both of them, but been impressed so far as to where they are.
I even when you were coming out as a quarterback, these young guys get a lot of playing time in these preseason games. Does that mean Jalen is not as far along if you need him during the season because he didn't get that experience?
You talking about Jalen Hurts?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. There's two Jalens. I forgot.
Yeah.
the quarterback.
The quarterback, yeah. Right. It's probably a little more difficult with the quarterback position because, you know, with Carson and Nate and making sure that these two guys, you know, get the reps that they need. And listen, you got to make sure Jalen is comfortable with the playbook and understands, you know, what we're doing as an offense. So the evaluation process might take a little bit longer, possibly with the quarterback. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that, all our guys are prepared, and Jalen's no different.
You have used pretty much a running back by committee in your years that you've been here. But it seems to us Sanders emerged toward the end of the year. Is Sanders your primary runner now?
Yeah, Miles did some great things in his rookie season, obviously. He came, he's come into camp in great shape, great health, and he's excited about taking on that role. I do think that we're still going to have to, you know, do a running back by committee, but we also are very comfortable with giving Miles, you know, more opportunity in the offense and branching out, you know, with some of the things that we feel like he can handle. We're excited about him and where he's at. He's young. He's energetic. He's healthy. He and Carson are on the same page. They work well together, obviously. And so, you know, giving him a little bit more load, on his plate is a good thing. But Boston did some good things for us too. We got Corey back, and then three young guys. So again, it's an exciting room.
No, Boston and Greg Ward, man, he came on last year at the end too. You got a lot of options here. On the other side of the ball, though, Doug, you now have a shutdown corner in Darius Slay. Does that change your overall philosophy?
You know, something that we haven't had here, obviously, in the first 4 years is that corner position that, you really feel comfortable in maybe matching, say, a top receiver, you know, on a on an opponent. I know Jim's excited about that and using Darius in that regard. Darius is comfortable. He's done that before, and he's in his career in Detroit. And you know, he's an exciting player. He's very energetic. He's electric. Got a lot of energy. So it's something that you know, as Jim game plans and schemes for opponents, being able to use them that way.
Hey, Doug, my last thing. I'm freaking out about this, and I know you have to be too, because you love the fans in this town, and you know how important they've been to your team when you play here. We're probably not going to have fans for the first game or two at least. Dallas is planning on it. Other people will have them. That isn't fair to me. Do you think it's fair?
Look, I can't. Honestly, if we don't have fans, we're going to miss our fans at the link. That goes without saying. Our fans are awesome. They're great for our players, our coaches, obviously the city. I can't sit here and really comment or speak about other teams, other states, you know, with this pandemic and what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen, obviously, and honestly. But I do know that if a decision is made and we don't have fans, they will desperately be missed at the link.
All right, just understand, if they're going to use fake noise when the other team is at the line, pipe it way up high so they can't hear anything. All right? I'm here to help, Doug.
I'm in on that one with you. I'm in.
Doug, we're thrilled you're okay. We're thrilled everything's going good. Can't wait for the new season. Thank you for doing this today.
All right. Thanks, Angelo, so much. Have a great day. Be safe.
Doug Peterson. Al, I'm not kidding. If there's no rules on the fake noise, put it up to 10.
There will be rules.
There will be rules?
Yes, there will be.
Yeah, there already are.
Well, anything that benefits the Cowboys.
Mark my words, people. This is going to be a big deal. And I have Mitch's support with a uniform policy. If no team has fans, no other team can.
That's my opinion.
Otherwise, I'm guaranteeing you. First time you watch a Cowboy game this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.